Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
You're going to need your help in a moment to settle a bit of a debate in the studio.
It's a big one. Because when it comes to cooking, people like to share their own opinions, especially if you grow up in a family where one person loves to cook and hands down that recipe. Say they've got a family secret. Can't tell anyone. And then they'll go to someone else. Say it's a spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
You go to your friend's house and you taste it and you go, sometimes because of my mum's.
Of course not.
Mum's got a special ingredient.
Mm.
And for one girl, I think it's quite a bold move. She shared her ingredients and her recipe online.
Mm-hmm.
But it is divided the internet
because
of one ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl has put up a recipe for a potato and thyme soup.
Mm-hmm.
It looks quite delicious looking at the picture.
Yep.
It's got some croutons on top.
Yep.
Yum. But then she goes on to say the ingredients.
Yep.
I'll go through a few of them.
Okay.
So she has blended onion. She's got a couple of potatoes in there.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Milk of your choice. Everyone gets, picking on their milk these days. Stock, thyme, and then croutons on top.
Ah, I love croutons.
There's one other thing. And when I say one, there's many. She also uses garlic, but she uses 60 cloves of garlic in one soup.
That is a thick paste.
No, I think it's great.
60 cloves of garlic in
there. Oh, Josh, because the way she does it, she actually puts the cloves of garlic in the oven for an hour at 200 degrees. So when you push it out, it sort of oozes out into the soup and you blend it.
60 cloves of garlic is too much in anything.
No, Josh.
Yes, it is.
See, this is where...
You can't have 60 cloves of garlic.
Now, maybe she's gone a little heavy, but I still like more garlic. Whenever I see a recipe and it says, put 2, 4, I put double. I'm always chucking in.
So if it says 4
garlic.
Cloves, you're chucking in 8.
I'm chucking in 8, or at least 6 big ones.
That is sickening.
No, it's not.
Oh.
I had one little piece of barramundi last night, and I had the biggest clove of garlic with it, chopped it up all on it. I won't lie, it had a bit of a punch, but it tasted great, Josh.
No wonder your boyfriend rather sleep in the truck than come into your house. Honestly.
So you stick to the recipe?
Yeah, or less.
Less.
Cat loves garlic, but I'm telling you, garlic is sometimes it's too much because if you get
less.
The balance wrong with garlic, you're like, oh, that's garlicky.
Yeah, but it's a flavour. It honestly
it
is
delightful.
It tastes
like I've had a kebab at 2 a.m. the night before.
Yum. Yum.
At the time.
No, this
but
is where
afterwards,
I think...
it's a disaster.
I think you're wrong because I know many people have said to me before, you need more garlic. They chuck in more than what the recipes ask.
It's why follow the recipe? What, just create something out of thin air then,
You're just ad-libbing
it doesn't make any sense.
You're
why would you do it?
Putting a little extra to it because you don't trust other people completely.
Ugh.
Put your own zing on it, And that is a lot of garlic.
52 232 955.
Can you add more garlic than the recipe is asking?
Yeah,
surely.
Do you or do you go under? Is it one way or the other?
You go over. Surely you go over with garlic. You're
over,
adding more.
Over or under? That's what we're asking. 52 232 955. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock. Good afternoon. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955. Big questions on a Friday. 52 232 955. If a recipe says garlic, say there's 3 or 4 cloves in it.
Yep.
And it says, that's the amount. Do you put more or do you put less? Do you go over or under with the garlic? Because I think if you do over garlic it, the dish is ruined.
No.
Reflux for days.
No, Josh. You over garlic every time. You sometimes even under garlic. You go under the suggested amount.
That's what I do. I go under. That's why the question's over under. That's why we're divided.
Psychopath amount. Oh, no.
How?
Because you need the flavour, Josh. Look, we need your help. Scotty, what do you think? More garlic or less?
Well, more.
Yes! Get that taste in you.
I put garlic on my... You know how you cook a roast lamb on a Sunday?
Oh, get off the phone there, Scotty.
I'm just dodging ambulances. And,
right.
Smack the garlic on the top of the roast lamb.
Wow.
How many cloves?
Throw it everywhere.
I don't use the cloves. I use the...
The paste.
The paste.
Yeah, I know it. I got a jar of that in the fridge
to go.
All
right, let's go with Paige. Paige, more or less? Are you going over or under with garlic?
I am 100% with Herbie on this one. Absolutely more.
We're going over. We're going over, baby. Pound on the garlic.
Righto, okay.
Woo!
Fair enough. That's two to you. Let's see if we can get one to Josh. Steve, St. Albans Park, is it over or under? More garlic, less garlic.
Under, guys, because you want to taste what you're eating. You don't want a mouthful of garlic every time you have
no.
a
vegetable.
That's right.
Same Steve, this is
you
the problem.
Down, you don't have 20 tonne of rosemary on lamb because you can't taste the damn lamb.
No, the problem is you can't taste because you don't have any taste buds.
You know what? This is a problem.
Oh, don't you worry. I've got great taste buds.
Steve, this is the problem. She just talks over you when you're trying to make your point. You know, that's what I have to deal with all the time. Well done. Well said, Steve. That
you
makes
turned my mic
sense.
Down.
That's for everyone. James. What do you reckon?
Yeah, mate, you must be a small, skinny bloke, aren't you, Josh? Got to get some food and some flavour in there, mate. Get on it.
Yes.
You're close with garlic, mate. That gets me rather riled up in the gentleman's reach.
I don't know. I don't really know what he's putting over the garlic on, but it sounds interesting. Kirby and Josh, drive you home. Carol, gun 5-5.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Welcoming into the studio, Herbie, Louis Zacker from the newsroom. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? How's your week been?
Yeah, good. Hey, your week's been good.
You had your weekend.
Yes. Yeah. First, today's my Monday.
Yeah.
Have you noticed something different about him?
Oh, have we trimmed?
No, he's wearing a T-shirt.
Oh,
he's always wearing a shirt. He's always dressed
casual
to the
Friday.
Nines.
Casual Friday, come on.
Don't you hate it when you get put on the spot like that and you have to point out something? So I went for the beard.
Oh, God, that's funny. Anyway, you're in here for the weekly quiz. Five topics or whatever it is, five questions rather. We've got to work out what the answer is.
What's
hopefully
this
we've
week?
Been paying attention.
Yikes.
Often not, but best of five.
Buzz him with your name.
Question is, have you been oh, that's trademark. Won't use it. Okay. Anyway,
yep.
Number one, which show is Prime Minister Scott Morrison appearing on?
Josh, 60 Minutes.
Correct.
Oh, well done, Josh. He's playing a ukulele.
Question two, what instrument is our fearless leader shown playing?
Josh. ukulele.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I love it, Herbie. You can't see her, but it's like she's ready to start a race. Like, you know when people are like, on your marks, get set. You're literally like, you've got blocks down there. I don't know, like, you're going to take off.
And there's even a countdown for the gun to go.
Next question, okay?
Which company has Gladys Berejiklian got a job at?
Herbie. Optus.
Correct!
Yes, she has. It's mostly a big paycheck.
Big paycheck. A new job too. They invented it for her. She's not taking over from anyone.
You know you're doing all right when they invent a job for you.
Mm.
You know?
I think she's pretty switched on unit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She'll do pretty well.
Yeah. Very I mean, good. Let's see. People with Optus, give us the feedback.
No reception, but...
Come on, Gladys.
Number four. Yeah. What colour is the code that's being lifted on Monday?
Josh.
Did you get in?
I think so, but... Do you want it?
No. I don't want sympathy.
You do you want it? No, because then we can go to tiebreaker.
Okay, brown.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Josh.
Am I going to eat my words here? I'll be so cut about it too. I'm filthy now.
You did it.
Because, you know, if Georgie, when she's growing up and we're playing sport, she's going to lose every time until she can beat me on her own.
Your poor daughter.
She better be good at golf. That's all I'm saying.
For the win, which royal family member has caught COVID?
Heavy. It's Charles.
Yes, it is.
Gosh, that tastes even better than I got handed one. How's it feel over there, Josh?
That's all right. I couldn't really lose in that scenario. Look like a good guy in a way. Thanks, Louie. Timmy and Josh, driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Grab your loofah and don't forget the shampoo. Herbie and Josh's shower thoughts.
K-Rock 955.
All right, get in. Jump
in.
We've
got to cleanse ourselves. It's been a hot week.
It has been a hot week. Thank God for the last. Yeah. Did I show you the rash I've got under my armpit?
Welcome.
I'm starting to become a bit more like you. Just sweating all
get
over.
Get Botox
place.
Under there.
Anyway.
This is where we cleanse our thoughts.
And mine
had.
Have been a bit deeper this week, my shower thoughts.
You do get deep sometimes.
I do. More financially this week. And so I was thinking okay. about inflation, right? Because things, like there's so much crazy amounts of money in the world. Like I was talking to you before about how much Mark Zuckerberg lost but he's
yeah.
still like got $90 billion in the bank and how they've got more money than our banks here in Australia.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
An individual human has more.
And don't you just realise how big inflation is? Because if you watch an older bank robbery movie, they're only going after like $25,000.
Yeah. That went through a year.
That doesn't even get you a car.
No, we got so true. Isn't it? Oh, the sad souls that robbed back in the day. See, mine was a little bit more, I guess not as deep, but I was laying in bed and then yep. I started thinking about beds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, isn't it interesting that most people are made on beds,
yeah.
born on beds,
mm-hmm.
and die on beds? They're just part of our life.
Mm. They really do say it's an investment, don't they? Like if you go, because that's their, it's always their sales pitch. Yeah, they always talk about it's an investment.
It makes sense,
and when
yeah.
you add that up, you know, a bed's probably good value. That's not a bad one. I was trying to think of a way to explain NFTs to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've talked
them.
About, and everyone talks about this whole problem about, because you buy, let's say there's an image,
yep.
and you buy it and you own that. But yep. everyone's like, well, I can just screenshot it.
I can go to Google and look it up. Oh, you have the Mona Lisa NFT? Well, I've seen it.
But the way I thought about, how can I explain this to you? You know music?
Yes.
Right? So a song?
Yes.
And the artist or the record company owns it?
Yeah.
But we still use it? But we don't own it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Does that sort of make sense?
It does, but it still frustrates me, Josh.
Yeah,
because now
yeah.
you've made sense of it. I don't want to. I didn't want to know that I understood it.
You know, I just no one's really brought that up, and I don't even know if that works. But that's the best way I can explain
no,
to you.
No, it
that,
does.
Like, of course, yeah, yeah. You can use that music, but you don't own it.
Yeah, but
it's not yours. You can't. You can't just use it willy nilly.
It just means that it's going to open up because people. Mm. What was the old download sites that you couldn't do?
Online. Yeah, all those. I don't know.
Now these ones we delve into a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've had the spoon and the.
Oh yeah, when does a spoon yeah. become a ladle and mm. yeah, a bowl become?
I went away on the weekend and it was out sort of where it looks like a forest to me.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking. How many trees count as a forest? That one's going to last.
I'm going to say more than two. It's definitely not less than two. Say it's Herbie and Josh at Carrick 95.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, want to talk about a zoo overseas having a bit of an issue?
I'm intrigued by this.
So they've got monkeys at the zoo.
So cute.
But apparently, so it's mating season, but at the moment the monkeys aren't mating. So they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Sometimes you're not feeling it, Josh.
That's right. But tough because like they've obviously got a breeding program. You
yep.
know, zoos obviously do a lot of conservation work as well. I know like a lot of people don't
yep.
agree with zoos, but some zoos are doing a lot of good work as well. And so they're trying to get the mood set. They're thinking, how can we entice the
exactly.
monkeys to do what they're supposed to be doing at this time of the year? Because it's nature.
And that's the thing. The mood needs to be right.
It does. It does indeed. So what they thought they would do is they would hire a Marvin Gaye impersonator.
No, they're not.
Literally, they've done it.
No, they're not.
They've done it. They got a Marvin Gaye impersonator. And he's like, if you think about it, like it's sort of like a big enclosure.
Oh.
So it's a big open space, right?
Yeah.
And he's in there. All these monkeys are sitting around. Like there's like hundreds of monkeys. And he's dressed up in a suit. And he's got one of the old school mics where it's
yeah.
the way attached.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
They could have got him, you know, a remote mic. That might have helped. Wireless mic. And he's singing to these monkeys.
Can you just imagine the meeting where they've sat down the employees going, we've got to get these monkeys to mate. Give me some options. Come on, guys. Lay it on me. I've got it. Marvin Gaye impersonator.
Wait, never know. So they're still early in the process.
No
will
hits
it
yet?
Work or not? You know, I don't know. But do you someone that has music in the bedroom?
No.
You don't?
No.
No?
I think if you have music in the bedroom, you're someone who's very planned.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, not very spontaneous, is
yeah.
it? You know?
It's like, well, come to the bedroom 1 second, honey. I'm just going to...
sort of people that light candles too. You know,
kettles on the. No one who has time. In reality, that is not how it happens.
It doesn't work that way.
No,
But like I'm with you. It's I'm not planning to have music in there.
You've got two kids.
That's
so.
Right. we'll move on from that though. But basically, what I've done is I've got the top songs for the bedroom, right? Because there's a list.
Well, there is.
Yeah, of course there is. People do it. I know that you've ridiculed it just because there's no romance out in the farm.
There isn't much.
Gotta get the cattle.
There's always something, always jobs to do.
But we're going to bring back the 1 second game, put you
romance
to the test for the romance edition. These are the top songs
for
the bedroom. Let's hope not.
Shut up.
But we'll do that next. We're about to play the 1 second game. This is based off songs for the bedroom.
That's right.
Because a Marvin Gaye impersonator trying to help set the mood for some monkeys at a zoo in the UK at the moment.
It's just bizarre. It is bizarre.
It is. So on this list, obviously, there's big ones like this one. But
ooh,
not
yes.
going to use that because it's too easy to get with the 1 second game where
it
I play.
It automatically makes your knees go down, doesn't it? Like, woo!
Yeah, it's good. I don't know if it gets me in the mood, but it's a good beat.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So that song was obviously on this list.
Genuine Pony.
But how this game works is I'll give you 1 second of a song. You just have to tell me what that song is.
I have no idea because I don't play music in the bedroom, all right?
Okay, well, these songs are just on the list. So it doesn't mean they have to be played in the bedroom. You could have heard it before. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Wait, give me a second. Okay.
Compose yourself.
All right. Señorita, Camila Cabello, and Shawn Mendes.
Yes. Certainly not my choice.
No. I mean, look, they're not together anymore, so.
Didn't work.
I don't know if it's a good sign of a song.
All right, well done.
We're on the board.
You got one.
On the board.
Number two.
Oh, play that again, please. Is it? I feel like it's going into the boys light up, but it couldn't be because that can't be.
Well, maybe.
I'm not going to get that one. Oh, yes.
Chris Isaak.
Oh. Imagine if it was the boys light up.
And then the boys. all right. One from two. Next one's a bit harder, so I've given you 4 seconds at the start.
Okay. Robbie Williams, Angels.
Good guess. It's not.
Oh! I'll sit and wait. Oh, Harry Styles.
This is a great tune.
It's a great tune.
He just got pumped so much. Like, you know, it was like so often. It was like, oh, I've got to get it off. But it's such a good
tune.
It's
good. Personally, though, I'll take Robbie Williams, Angels.
Yeah, okay.
That's a banger too.
All right. Last one. Also a bit tough, giving you a little bit longer.
Okay. Come on,
you should be able to get it.
Bring it home. You don't. What? Who is this? Is that? Give it to me again. I'm gonna ding them.
Don't say that, Junie.
Oh, I know it. It's so annoying.
Okay.
Who chose this list? Oh, come on, Josh. Nah. Doja Cat. No. No. Come on. Nah.
I didn't know that I was starving.
Haley Steinfeld. I'm just listening to that song. That is that doing anything to you? Like, whoever put that on a list? That's a boring life.
Not the room you want to go into, is that you're saying?
Pretty much.
Kirby and Josh and Carol Gunn.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about this psychic. Overseas.
Oh, I love a good psychic. Okay.
Now, we actually spoke about him earlier this week, I think, or last week maybe, when he was telling NASA that there's going to be an attack from aliens very soon. He's called the spoon-bending psychic. Now, just a bit of background on this guy, is that back in the day, he was very popular on TV because he could bend spoons with his mind.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's speeding up clocks, slowing them down. You know, he's powerful psychic.
That head has got some kick.
So he has now come out and said, because have you seen, obviously, there's a bit of drama overseas in Europe at the moment between Russia and the Ukraine. And the Russian troops are, like, surrounding the Ukraine. Basically, people are scared because, you know, they don't want war happening and they don't want Russia to invade because that would be a bad thing.
And I'm going to be honest, Putin scares me. I get it.
He does. He's a very, you know, stern man.
He gets what he wants, that guy.
Now, this psychic, Yuri is his name, has urged people to tickle a sickle. So he reckons he can intervene and stop Putin from going into the Ukraine. And what he wants you to do is touch the Russian flag 3 times a day and it will stop World War III. So what he wants you to do at 11:11, 1:11, and 11:11 p.m.
Yeah.
Touch it for 11 minutes or 11 seconds rather.
Oh, I was about to say, cheap. Yeah, you'll be there for a while.
And then basically if we're all thinking about it at the same time, if we're imagining that conflict over there where the troops are about to go into Ukraine, we can stop Putin from intervening.
It's a group manifest.
It's a group manifest. Yep. He says it's an urgent telepathic message and say, withdraw now. You know, that's what we're doing at those times.
But how has this come about?
He's just basically, he's apparently very well known in the Ukraine and his partner's from the Ukraine. So he wants to protect the Ukraine and he's doing the right thing for our society, he says. He also said that, like, he's had experience with with this before. Where big wigs, as he refers to them, in the political world have asked him to help.
Okay.
You know, there was a treaty apparently that needed to be signed. He actually flew to Geneva.
Oh.
I don't know if they flew him there or he was just in the general vicinity at the time. But he essentially helped with that when the Cold War was coming to the end.
So this is a guy that bends spoons.
He's also a psychic. He's helping with. Apparently, he's helped the CIA before with his telepathic abilities.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, neither have I. He's done a lot. He's done a lot. But he said that he could stop. He could do it on his own, right? Without
everyone's
doing
help.
It.
No group manifest.
But he needs to be asked by a political person. So he needs either the US or the UK or whoever to him and say, can you please stop the invasion? and then, you know, that's because he doesn't want to interfere with it unless he's been asked by other people. He then says he does have a way that he's going to do it.
Okay.
It's also confidential, so I can't tell you about it. Kirby and Josh at K-Rock 95.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 95.
All right, Herbs, this is where we get your thoughts for the end of the week. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes.
Bit of time to vent, in a way.
That's right. That's right. let's kick it off with this one. Wearing a T-shirt to your wedding.
I mean, it is your day, so there's only so much you can say you can't do. Yeah. But a T-shirt?
Oof.
That is... And don't give me one of those fake tuxedo T-shirts, you know, when people wear them?
No. It's even worse than that. So anyway, this video has gone viral, of course, on TikTok because this girl's filming the wedding and the bride looks beautiful, gorgeous, over in the UK.
Stunning dress, okay.
Beautiful. The lad has rocked up in a T-shirt and jeans. And one of the photos looks like she's not happy, obviously. But that would have been discussed pre-wedding. So it's like, what were you doing?
But do you think it was discussed or he promised her something and then he's gone, no, I just want to wear the tee?
Well, people are like, he's got some plans for after five. He's like, this is my only stop for the day. Let's go with Neighbours.
It's iconic. I'm going to say nah, yeah.
You liked it, Grover?
Yeah. I went through a stage. So I watched a little bit of it and then I got hooked on Home and Away, year 9. Yep. Oh, my God. Science still delivered.
Sunshine and, you know, rigged.
I had posters of Aiden. I can't remember who played him, but he was on the back of my cupboard door and I thought he was quite a sexy beast.
Okay, fair enough. Well, a bit of a Geelong tie to the Neighbours because Barry Crocker, the guy that sung the theme song, lived it. And it's number one now in the UK, that song.
Really?
At the moment because it's been cancelled.
Oh.
So everyone's been listening to it and streaming it.
The Brits would be frustrated.
Oh, they'd be shattered.
They care more about the show than we do.
Yeah, for sure. Playing the ukulele.
It's an instrument and I'm very envious of anyone that can play an instrument. And I know I had the option at school to go further with one, but I couldn't be bothered and now I regret that. Same with languages.
I know.
So those people who do it, Well done. Take a bow.
I mean, I complained all the time to my parents, but they should have pushed me hard.
it's their fault.
Really should have done more to make me talented. So obviously 60 Minutes, they did one on the PM and Jenny Morrison. Yep. And bizarrely, ScoMo pulled out the ukulele and started playing it, which I just feel like, you know, I mean, you're trying to appeal more human, I suppose, yep, or whatever yep. it is. You've got a little quirky hobby.
But your weapon's a ukulele.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we keep things to ourselves for a reason. Yeah. You know, like my beekeeping.
Yeah. Mate, you've told everyone that.
Oh, brilliant. Debbie and Josh on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Heavy and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Josh, you've got a baby number 2 on the way, due May 30th.
Yep.
It's coming around quick.
Very quickly.
It's coming around quick. I'm excited for you. It's going to be great. But one thing that we've been trying to do, especially myself, is guess your baby's name.
Yes, I know. You've already put a couple in.
I've only got 2 more guesses allowed if I do guess correctly.
Yeah, you keep getting a few cheeky ones in, but anyway.
The middle name. I get to name the middle. Mm-hmm. Excited for that. But because we've been thinking about names, I came across something, thought this is quite interesting, because there is names that are banned and you cannot call your kid that.
Yeah, right, okay.
And so some classic ones from that is you can't be called King, Queen, Jesus Christ, Santa Claus. You can't go with them.
Oh, that's right. They're banned. You can't do it anyway.
Sort of stock standard ones there. But then I looked into it and there's actually some quirky names banned from all around the world.
Really?
Like some ones you understand, but you wonder why it's been banned, and other ones you go, oh, what happened to that name? So, for example, I don't know what's happening here in Mexico, but RoboCop, you cannot call your kid that.
Well, it makes sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
That's, yeah. Well, wasn't even a great film.
In Saudi Arabia, Linda. No Lindas allowed.
Right. Is there any reason behind that or just?
Not too much reasoning behind that. But if we jump over to Morocco,
yep.
You can't call your kid Sarah.
Right.
And they've said no to that because Sarah is considered Hebrew spelling, and that's why they've banned the name.
Okay, fair enough.
They've got Prince William in France. Mustn't be a fan of him because his name is banned.
Really?
Yep.
Is it William?
Prince William.
So you can't call your child Prince William?
Prince William.
Okay. You're giving them a title? Is that what you're doing?
Lucky Beyonce and Jay-Z are in America, because if they lived in Italy, their daughter Blue Ivy, no.
Really?
The name Blue is not allowed.
Jeez.
I know.
What's the reason? Like, you just telling me these things and there's no reason behind it. They just decided, they picked out a name and they've gone, that's it.
I've given you some reasons.
You gave me one and there's been something about Hebrew and I don't know why that's a bad thing.
Well, there's a popular name at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Harriet for a girl.
Ooh. That's a nice name.
It's a gorgeous name. Harriet. Yeah. I like Harriet. Harry, for short.
Yeah.
Iceland, not allowed. Oof. The problem with Harriet is it can't be conjugated in Icelandic.
Okay.
And so they're saying no to that.
Well, they've got their rules.
That's it. I don't have a reasoning for this one, but yeah. Malaysia, you cannot call your kid 007. I'd love to meet that kid.
Yes. Does that mean that someone has done it though? Like when it gets to the ban list, have they gone, you know what?
That's what I think.
You're the last one.
No more 007s. There is one name on the list though that is familiar to our family here at K-Rock.
Yeah, yep.
And I found it interesting because it's quite a common name.
Yep.
So Tom from Fresh Daily.
Yeah.
He's lucky that he's born here in Australia. Because if he was in Portugal, he would not be called Tom.
Right.
It is banned.
Banned. No good.
They only like the full version there, and they don't like anything shortened.
Mm. Tom.
Are you going with that for yours?
Well, I'm just thinking, do I trust it? You know? I mean, I know Tom.
Your kids. It's not a Tom.
It's not Tom. Herbie and Josh at K-Rock 955.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.